Hi, darling. Please be showered when by the time I get home. I have a surprise for you, is what the text message read that I sent to you. I come home and I hear the water turning off. Sounds like you're just getting out of the shower, which is completely fine. Hi, sweetheart, I'm home. I definitely have a surprise for you. I figured it has been the longest week of work and class for you, and I figured that we will go out tonight and have some fun. So I figured we would go out to a nice place for dinner. What do you think about that? Yeah? I'm so glad that you want to get out of the house for a little bit of time. Well, I did send you the text message letting you know that I had a surprise for you. Well, other than I'm taking you out tonight for dinner, I have definitely a super duper surprise for you. I happen to buy you a nice little outfit for dinner tonight. No, I'm not gonna let you see it, not just yet. I'm gonna go and take a shower really quick, and then we're gonna start getting ready, okay? I'll see you in a little bit. Oh my goodness, that was such an amazing shower. I needed that. Were you peeking? I told you I wasn't gonna show you just yet. Well, I did a little shopping. And I got some outfits for us tonight to go to dinner. I decided to get you this pretty black silk dress with a slit all the way up your thigh. And for me, I don't know if I'm going to tell you what I'm gonna wear for me, but I definitely wanted to show you what I got for you. It is a halter top style dress, and it is black, of course, silk material, and it does have a slit going all the way up, actually both sides of your thighs. So it's kind of like a long piece in front hanging down, but the sides are all cuts, and it's riding all the way up your thigh, all the way up to your hips. I thought you might like that. So I figured that I would definitely do your makeup tonight and help you get ready. What do you think about that? Yeah? Good. I've been thinking about this all day today. So come on, let's start to get you ready first. So we're gonna go ahead and put some sweet soft lotion on your arms, lotioning up your stomach, and then down your thighs, making you all soft. And of course, I'll do me, of course. Now, I want you to go ahead and find your strapless bra. I want you to go ahead and put that on. And just for now, I just want you to put some cute little shorts on and sit in front of my makeup table. So I figured for tonight, because it's going to be a classic date night, I figured we would do a smoky eye look, and we would do classic red Marilyn lips. What do you think? Yeah? Sounds pretty? Okay. And then for your hair, of course, I was thinking we would just go ahead and let's get it blow dried, of course. And then we're gonna flat iron it and make it long and silky. That way it's just flowing down your back, all straight and long. Yeah, we're gonna keep the hair simple because we're gonna make the makeup dramatic. So we don't wanna go into too much because it's gonna be one or the other. So we're gonna keep your hair simple, blow dry it, and we're gonna flat iron it. And now, let's go ahead and get started on your makeup. So we're gonna start with the primer, of course, because we want to make sure that your makeup stays in place, and we definitely want to prevent any type of shine from coming through. You know what they say, definitely you don't want to have a shiny nose. There, so we have the primer set all over your face, and we're gonna go ahead and start with some foundation. Oh, you've never put on makeup before by yourself? Well, I've seen that you were trying to do your makeup by yourself one time, and I thought it came out pretty good for your first time trying to put on makeup. I really did. So we got your foundation on. Always gotta remember, you wanna choose a foundation that's not too light and not too dark, because while you don't wanna look like really light goes. You also want to make sure that the color blends in with your natural skin tone, so you can't tell where the makeup stops and where the makeup starts. It's always a key. So we're gonna go ahead and we're gonna start with the eye makeup now. So we're gonna go ahead and do some eyeliner. I want you to look down for me because you're going to start lining your lid at the top, and we're going to do such a dramatic cat wing to the side. That's so pretty. And now we're going to go ahead and do the other eye. And now I want you to go ahead and look at me. We want to make sure that they're even. And then I want you to go ahead and look up because we're going to line the lower lid of your eye now. Now, this may feel a little weird, okay? Try not to blink so much. So the tip of the pencil is going to touch the lid of your lower eye. I'm going to do it really softly at first, okay? How's that? Not too bad, right? Good. So we're gonna line the lower lid of your eye. We're gonna start with the left one, and then we're gonna go ahead and do the right one. Basically, what I wanna do is make your eyes pop while they have this beautiful color. I definitely wanna make them stand out to where someone can get lost looking in those beautiful eyes of yours. Just like I did when I first met you. Yes, I'm making you blush and I totally love it. So now we're gonna go ahead and start with the eyeshadow. And remember that we're gonna go with a sexy, dramatic look for the eyeshadow. We're gonna do a dark, smoky eye. We're gonna do colors of gray, and we're gonna do colors of black as well. Oh, that looks so pretty. And then we're gonna go ahead and do the mascara. No, we're not gonna put any fake lashes on you because you don't need them. Because you have these naturally beautiful long lashes. So, I mean, I'm quite jealous because your lashes are longer than mine. To achieve the look that you have, I have to wear falsies, and it's totally not fair. But it's okay. We can't all be blessed with beautiful lashes like yours. So now we're gonna go ahead and do some face powder. Gonna blend in once more, and we're gonna give you some blush. Now, you have these beautiful sculpted high cheekbones that women would go insane to have. So we're gonna go ahead and lightly brush those with a rose blush color, just slightly. I don't want to make you look like a $2 whore off the street now. I mean, we both know that you're definitely a sweet little whore for me, my sweet little sissy fucking whore. But that's besides the point. We don't want to make you look cheap because, darling, you are not cheap at all. I mean, if one wants to have some fun with you, they have to pay. I mean, you have to pay for quality, right? That's what they say. So we got the blush on, and now we're going to do the setting spray. The setting spray is sprayed lightly across your face to basically set in the makeup to where it will basically last all night. So you don't have to do any touch-ups. You don't have to wipe your face. If it starts to get shiny, it'll literally just stay. And now we're going to do your lips. So we're going to line them lightly with a red pencil. And we're going to give you dramatic Marilyn type red drop dead gorgeous lips. I mean, this is going to be fire hydrant red. Red that will stand out and make your lips even more noticeable and even more looking like they just are the perfect ones to suck a fucking cock. Yeah. So we got your lips done. Blow me a kiss, sweetheart. Mwah. Perfect. And now we're going to go ahead and get you dressed. So this is your outfit I got for you. Go ahead and take off your shorts. Oh, underwear, sweetheart? Oh no, we don't wear underwear with this outfit. Not even a thong. No, because of how high the slits are, we don't want to see any panty lines. That would be an ultimate no-no, the biggest no-no. We never want to see panty lines, no matter what. So we're going to go ahead and slip on the dress. And the top is a halter, almost like a corset top, where it actually ties in the back and it gets tighter, so that way that chest of yours will sit up, making it look like you have the most beautiful tits ever. And now, as far as accessories go, we're going to do a simple diamond choker. We are going to go ahead and do diamond earrings, of course, and a diamond bracelet. We don't want to go way out too much for the jewelry now. We want to keep it simple yet elegant. And now for the shoes, of course. The shoes are going to be none other than the most prettiest Louis Vuittons. 6 inches, nothing less. Red bottom heels, of course. Now I want you to stand up for me, and I want you to model for me. Oh, sweetheart, you look so fucking beautiful. Oh, I know. Does it feel a little weird not wearing any panties? So you can feel your cock hanging in between your thighs and you feel it every single time you walk? Good. That means that it's easy access. if I want to maybe decide I want to slip my hand underneath the table and push your dress aside, and maybe I want to stroke your fucking cock while we're having dinner. How about that? Oh, I thought she would like that. So I'm going to get dressed. My outfit is going to be similar to yours, but not too much. So I'm going to get dressed. So give me a few, and I'm going to get ready, and then we're going to leave, okay? Our reservations are for 8 o'clock. We have plenty enough time. And just give me a few, and I'll get ready, and so we'll leave. Okay, darling, you ready to go? Oh, you look so pretty. And you smell so fucking good. Come, hold my hand. Oh, wait. I want you to look in the mirror for a second. Look at how fucking gorgeous you are tonight. I mean, don't get me wrong. You are fucking gorgeous. Anyway, with or without makeup, with or without this beautiful dress, with or without your hair being done, you are fucking gorgeous. But tonight, darling, you are a fucking knockout. I wouldn't be surprised if you get stares from all the sexy guys and a hateful, jealous looks from all the women. It's bound to fucking happen. Who knows? We may even find you a daddy to play with tonight. It all depends how the night goes, but we shall see. Oh, darling, isn't this such a beautiful restaurant? Yeah, like a friend of mine recommended it when they came with their wife. And they said they had a really good time. They said they had really good food. And I figured that we should try it. So you can order anything that you want. I don't care what you get. I just want you to be happy tonight, okay? That's all I want you to do. I just want you to be happy tonight. Did I tell you that you look so beautiful tonight? Let me see your hand. So beautiful, darling. I just want to devour you here at this table. It is taking everything inside of me to maintain myself and to not fucking ravage you here on top of this table. I mean, you're pretty lucky. I don't want to get arrested for indecent exposure or anything like that, because I would so fuck you on top of this table right now. Totally would. But I think I may have my fun with you underneath the table. I mean, there is a reason why I told you not to wear any panties tonight. Because I want to play with that fucking cock underneath the table and tease the shit out of you in front of everyone. Because there's not a fucking thing that you can do about it but sit there and fucking take it. Oh, this is going to be so much fun tonight. I think I'll take my shoe off underneath the table and then just run my foot up and down your thighs, playing footsies with you underneath the table, running my foot up your strong calf, all the way up your thigh, parting your legs, forcing them open, which is my one leg. Don't fight me tonight, darling, because you will not win. Open your fucking legs. I want to play with that fucking cock right now. Ah, yes. I would like to order the lobster, please. With the steak medium rare. And also, I would like the bottle of finest champagne. And for you, sweetheart, what would you like? I'm sorry. She's just shy. She'll go ahead and have the same thing as me. Oh, no, 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 no. She's fine. No, she's just a little cold, so she's a little jumpy. No, she's fine. Don't worry. We're fine. Thank you. Oh, look at you. Fucking squirming in public. You almost got us in trouble with the waiter. Now, little one, I'm gonna need you to sit still and fucking behave. Now, while I play with your cock underneath the table, you must be on your best behavior. Besides, we don't want anyone to find out that I'm stroking your cock underneath the table. Maybe rubbing my foot between your legs. Playing with your cock with my foot, rubbing it slowly. While you have no panties on. And I mean, people already think that you're this beautiful girl. You definitely can pass for one. But they don't know the truth. They don't know that you are a pretty, sexy, little fucking sissy, a sweet boy with a fucking huge cock that likes to dress up in pretty girl clothes and be a little whore cunt that he is. Oh, no, no, they don't know that at all. They don't know that you love to have your cock stroked. They don't know that you love to have it sucked. And most importantly, they don't know that you like to be fucked in that tight little hole of yours. Oh, sweetheart, I think you have an admirer over there. I seen him when we came in. He simply cannot take his eyes off you. Oh, he's not looking at me, sweetheart. Because to him, I don't even exist. His eyes are solely on you. I think we should give him a show. What do you think? Yeah? Let's play. I'm just going to slide over closer, sitting next to you. I'm a little lonely sitting across from you. I want to sit next to you and play with you. And watch his every reaction while I do things to you. Gonna just slowly, casually put my hand underneath the table. I'm going to fucking pull your legs apart. His legs that you're trying so hard to squeeze and keep together. Like I said earlier, don't fight me, darling. Not tonight. Because you will ultimately lose. Now, I think I'm gonna just stroke your cock, rub it up and down with my hands. Shh, darling, you cannot make those sweet whimpering sounds. We're in a crowded restaurant now. We wouldn't want anyone to know that you're getting turned on right now. While your sweetness is stroking your cock underneath this fucking table in this crowded restaurant. Oh my, what would they think? What would they do? Would they throw us out? Would they call the cops? Or would they simply just watch? Luckily for you, this type of restaurant is not your normal restaurant. No. This restaurant is for special people. Yes. You might call it a swingers playground type restaurant where they allow voyeurism and they allow playing at the table. You remember you were always taught not to play at the dinner table and to behave? Well, here we can do anything we fucking want and we won't get in trouble for it. I just wanted just to make you believe that you were in a regular restaurant just to see if you would actually sit there and behave. I just wanted to see your expression when I put my hands underneath the table and I started stroking your fucking cock ever so slightly. The look on your face, you look like you were going to die. But yes, we can play at this restaurant. We can have all the fun that we want. Oh, so where was I? Oh, yes. Stroking this fucking fat cock underneath the table. Oh, goodness, you're so big. I'm gonna need two hands for this one. Both hands wrapped around your thick shaft, stroking up and down, up and down. Oh, it feels good, doesn't it, sweetheart? Oh, you see him watching you over there, don't you? I think he likes what he sees. What do you think? Shall we give him a little peek of what's hiding underneath this table? Spread those whorish, slutty legs wider. And we're gonna give him a little look. That's right, baby. Spread those legs fucking wider. What the fuck did I just say? Spread those legs fucking wider. That's right. So we're going to just open this dress of yours and then we're going to show him your fat fucking cock. That's right, baby. Look at him while mommy strokes your fucking fat cock. Oh, I think he likes what he sees. He's hot. Do you like him too, sweetheart? Oh, what do you think about inviting him over to possibly play? I think it would be so much fun. Oh, I think he likes watching you get your cock stroke up and down. All that fucking pre-cum just leaking from your cock head. Oh, I just want to taste you. Oh, sweetheart, you always taste so fucking good. Oh. I love stroking your fat fucking cock. I love getting you close to the fucking edge, but not letting you come just yet. I love teasing you and teasing you, getting you almost there again and again and again, but not letting you come. Oh no, sweetheart, not tonight. I think tonight we will invite that gentleman over. Of course, it's gonna be a price. See, he's gonna have to pay. Oh, he wants to know how much. How much do you think we should charge him? Oh, sweetheart, she is not cheap at all. You will be paying nothing less than $5,000 for my sweet little one. It's top of the line, grade A quality of a fucking whore. You get nothing but the best with my darling sweetheart here. And you can fuck every and any hole. You can definitely come inside the sweet, tight little ass, too. What would you like? Oh, really? I think this is going to be an interesting night. What about you? Ah, yes. So, are you ready to have some fun, sweetheart? Are you ready to let this nice man fuck your brains out all night? I mean, he is paying top dollar for you and that sweet, tight little fucking asshole of yours. I think we should make sure he's happy tonight. What do you think? Oh, yes. This shall definitely be fun.